You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition. We've had some massive developments I'm about to break down here for you on the Alex Jones Show. Stalin said that when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. And he was absolutely right. He was an evil genius. People don't care about 10,000. It's too big to think about. But one person tragically dying or being robbed or killed or a child being hurt gets people's attention. So we've had 25 million illegal aliens brought into the country, replaced with migration under the Biden-Harris regime. And that's hard to get your mind wrapped around. You see the homeless and the illegals everywhere being given all these free goodies and the huge caravans smashing across the border. But when you focus on a place like Springfield, Ohio, and it's 36,000 people just 3 years ago, now it's 56,000, 20,000 Haitians, mainly military-age men, from the most backward, voodoo, cursed place on earth, no dogs, cats you can find, they eat them all, deforested. It's on record, look it up, deforestation. Wildlife gone, Haiti. They bring them in, they give them $3,000 a month federally, $1,000 locally, they buy cars, no driver's license, and they just run around wrecking. The insurance rates have more than doubled. They've killed a bunch of people on record. And the corporate media, the enemy of the people, tells you nothing's happening. They tell you it's made up, kind of like the governor of Colorado said 2 weeks ago. There are no Venezuelan gangs taking over apartments. It's a fantasy, remember? Fantasy. But of course, they had to later admit it's worse than what we even said. So now, today it was trending top of X, Haitians eating animals, Haitians eating pets, and I couldn't even watch them all. Hundreds of videos, police reports, arrests, women in people's driveways just eating live cats, blood everywhere, being arrested, admitting she ate the cat, killing people's dogs, eyewitnesses, the geese, but the most important thing is the robbing, the stealing, the raping, and we have locals, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, talking about what this is like. So I'm going to play you some clips here, and I'm posting them at Real Alex Jones on X, the full clips, or it'd be 2 hours long, of what's happening. And just remember, during the debate, just Tuesday night, she laughed at him and said, this is crazy. This is fantasy land. There's nobody eating people's pets. See, people don't care if school buses get run into and kids die. That's just what the illegals do. But they do care if somebody's pet gets eaten. That really hits people. People care about dogs and cats more on average than they do the people. That's how we've been trained to not stand up for human life, how we've aborted 65, 67 million kids in this country. Now we have partial birth abortion after the day they're born, and they keep them alive and sell the organs. So this has really got people's attention. Trump needs to stay on this. They try to have the corporate media debunk it so the Republicans will stop talking about it, call it racist. Ladies and gentlemen, Haiti is probably the most horrible country on earth, and we have witnesses who had Haitian parents, we'll play one, where they admit that they eat the cats, not just for food, but in voodoo, they believe they get the magic powers of the cat if they devour it live. That's what I've been telling you. I've read books about Haiti. I've sent the crew there. I've not gone myself. I mean, it is like Viggo Mortensen's movie, The Road, based on that novel that's fiction, or it's like something out of, in the real world, there's hard to compare anything to it. I mean, it is that hellish. It's like a zombie apocalypse. They have real human cannibalism there, admitted. Elon Musk got criticized for pointing out that the main leader there now is a cannibal leader. So this is wild. So they're trying to suppress this, but it's failed. Just like their failure to suppress speech has failed, their failure to expose the open borders failed, the human trafficking has failed. They're still doing it, but their attempt to cover it up has failed. And so continue on. We are the media. You are the media. We are the populace. We are the majority, not just here, but around the world, and we're going to win. More live reports coming up. Owen Schroyer and Morka hosting today. I'm on the road popping with reports. I'm doing Glenn Beck's top podcast today that will be airing tonight. I'm on some of the other great shows like Alex Stein. And who else, Chase?
Sarah Gonzalez.
Sarah Gonzalez. So look for all that, Infowars.com/show. Follow me on X with Alex Jones. But keep getting these videos out and retweet the ones that I have on my X account, because the system is scared of the truth coming out. This is coming to a head. People are finally getting this is a total invasion, replacement migration. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
I don't, like, everyone on TikTok in reason. Like, what the fuck, bro? They really out here decapitating animals, and y'all are making jokes out of it. Imagine if you went outside and you saw your dog's head decapitated on the fucking dude. Why are y'all thinking this shit's a joke? It's not a joke. I don't feel comfortable walking anywhere. I would feel safe in my own city. Everybody's fucking here. Ain't shit but fucking scary ass Haitians just lurking and creeping and shit. Y'all thinking this shit's motherfucking funny? Like, he making this shit up. It's not made up, bro. This shit is real life. This shit is really affecting me. Like, what the fuck?
My father immigrated from Haiti to the United States in the late 60s as a teenager. And I want to talk about these recent comments about the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. First, I want to say my father and I are now estranged, but I did know him in my very, very young years. And when he immigrated, he was one person, and they weren't sending, you know, thousands of Haitians in one area. He wasn't eating people's pets, and he didn't practice voodoo. But he did say that most of the island, the majority of the island, does practice voodoo. The reason they eat cats is for two reasons. Number one is survival. This is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. You can't just go to a food bank like you can here, or just go to McDonald's and get some free or cheap food. Unless, of course, there's a Christian missionary there. People in the United States have a really hard time imagining that type of thing, but it is true. Second, they do animal sacrifices for their religion, voodoo. They make these animal sacrifices to these gods for different reasons. You can do your own research on this. Do I think voodoo is a demonic religion? Yes, I do. That doesn't mean, obviously, that doesn't mean that you hate these people. These people need prayer. But you can't just take over all these people from another country and expect it to work. Not to mention, it doesn't fix the problems of that country. And there's more people left in Haiti than we can bring over. It's not racist to acknowledge that this is a problem. It's not racist to talk about these things that are happening. This is not just white Americans saying this is black Americans. You can look at the people in Springfield, Ohio, saying that this is happening. Y'all just want to joke about Trump and say that he's crazy for saying that this is happening instead of actually checking at all to see if this is happening. You want to make jokes about these things. Well, what if it were happening to you and your community? And no, it's beyond eating their pets, even though that is bad enough.
We've lost a whole bunch of cats. There was a van load of a van pulled over that had over 100 cats in it with the Haitians. They said they was eating them.
Actually?
Yeah.
Not fake news.
Not fake news.
So a van was collecting cats and eating them.
I watched it happen, yeah. Watched them get pulled over with the cats and admit to the police that they was eating them.
You're not joshing with me.
No. I'm almost 50 years old, buddy. Nah.
You don't mess around.
No.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile with your teeth.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it?
Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with him.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
And I almost forgot. The reason we're able to bring you this information is your support. We want to make it fun and really cool and a way to spread the word in the third dimension on the ground. So we have teamed up with one of the top Patriot t-shirt developers with the best designs made right here in America, Bigly. It's incredible. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, people love them. These are the coolest t-shirts that we've ever put out. Mine have been pretty cool, but I designed them, so quite frankly, they're like an A-. These are a 100. 30 new designs of shirts. 30 new designs of ball caps, and they're adding more all the time. We just launched this yesterday. People are loving it, and it's a godsend because we need funds. We're under massive attack. With only 54 days left of the election, now is the time more than ever to support the outlets that are fighting the globalists at point-blank range, and I think InfoWars is doing a damn good job. These are great shirts. I got to tell you something. A lot of you aren't well-known, which is a great thing to have your anonymity. If you're well-known like I am, I get to engage the public. I travel all over the country and the world. I got a lot of hate when Trump first got elected. It was like, you know, 1 out of 100, but it was still a lot of hate. I go to the grocery store, a restaurant, almost always got confronted. I'd shake 50 hands before it happened, but it was hell. Now I get confronted every 3-4 months. I mean, and liberals come up all the time and apologize and say that we were wrong. So I'm experiencing it. When you wear an Alex Jones t-shirt or a Patriot t-shirt out in public, unless you're maybe in a bad part of San Francisco or Portland, you might get killed then, you are not going to believe the people you meet. It is an adventure to wear a Trump shirt or to wear an InfoWars shirt. Well, now we have the Alex Jones shirts, ladies and gentlemen. And this is critical with the funding, even they're able to shut down InfoWars the next few months, for us to continue on. So believe me when I say it's critical, plus they're great shirts. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and put in your email for free and get entered to get this incredible Dodge truck, $138,000 value, plus $10,000 of cash. And every time you buy something, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day and the offer, into the raffle, and it ends on Halloween coming up in about a month and a half. So thealexjonesstore.com. Get great t-shirts, ball caps, a lot of other great items are getting added. These are made in America and Arkansas knives, so they ran out last month in that knife drop. There's going to be some new knife drops coming next week. You'll find it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Enter to win the badass truck and $10,000. Get great shirts, experience how amazing it is to meet like-minded people and see how popular freedom is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you.
So let's get back into this story out of Springfield, Ohio, with the Haitians. And I think what needs to happen now, you already have the governor, DeWine, getting involved, but that's all reactionary. That's all election year trying to prop up his poll numbers. Congress is back in session. There needs to be a hearing, definitely with Mayorkas. I don't know, maybe you even call Kamala Harris up, the border czar, and say, you need to be here for this. Let's get down to the bottom of it, how 15,000 Haitians end up in Springfield, Ohio, in less than a year. Let's get down to the bottom of it. Let's find the rabbit trail of travel expenses, the travel itself, the room and board. Let's get down to the bottom of how tens of thousands of Haitian migrants end up in Springfield, Ohio, and Columbus, Ohio, and that greater metropolitan area. Let's get down to the bottom of it. There need to be hearings right now. But see, you've got inept Speaker Mike Johnson playing games with the SAVE Act and the continued resolution. The whole thing is a joke. He's turned out to be worse than Kevin McCarthy. So I got news on that, but he's spineless to do the right thing. And that's part of the problem, is that most of Congress is pretty much just worthless. Why are there no investigations into how these Haitians ended up there? And you say, well, we know how they ended up there. We have a wide open border, and it's part of the policy. Yeah, I understand that. Laying it out for the American people to see, getting it all down on record in congressional testimony, it can change the awareness level. And it just exposes how corrupt it all is. But okay, let's dial it back. And it's not just Springfield, Ohio. And I was sitting here, because I mentioned this in the opening segment, and I didn't know what Alex was going to put into his report. I had some of those videos already, but I didn't know what Alex was going to put into his report, and I was going to bring up this TikTok trend. And look, again, it's all bells and whistles. So, I mean, I can sit here and even debate whether it's positive, negative for Donald Trump that his statement during the debate about them eating cats and dogs is now the most viral trend on TikTok. and you got like Olympic athletes doing it. You've got supermodels with millions of followers doing it. I mean, it's like the number one thing. And it's this weird thing with TikTok, and I don't really do trendiness, so I don't really, like, I never did an ice bucket challenge or any of this crap. But it's like this weird thing with trendiness where people just like, oh, this is the trendy thing, so I got to do it. And a lot of it is just, you know, like a popularity contest, like attention grabbing, like, oh, I need the views, whatever. But I mean, when you have gold medal Olympic athletes doing this, you have top, like, Victoria models, Victoria's Secret models, millions of followers, and they're doing this trend of the Trump, they eat the cats and dogs dance video. I mean, it's number one. So I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. But if you hear that woman's testimony and she's crying, see, that's the realness. Smiling and dancing and goofing off to a viral TikTok trend. I mean, whatever, have fun. I don't even care, but it's like, really, it is offensive. Really, that is offensive. These people in Springfield they're having real issues. You understand? Their schools are being overwhelmed. They have 21-year-olds in the high schools and middle schools because the average Haitian IQ is 65. And so they're basically bringing these Haitians in that are illiterate, and then some of them end up in the school system. You have grown men going to school in middle schools and high schools, overwhelming the system. Oh, and then what is the teacher supposed to do? Well, if the Haitian can't keep up with the curriculum, I guess the curriculum has to slow down for the Americans, doesn't it? You've got Haitians coming into Springfield, Ohio, sick and diseased. They immediately go to the hospital. All their health care is paid for by the U.S. taxpayer, the government, all subsidized, and they just go right to the hospital, and they take up a hospital bed, and they take up a nurse, and they take up a doctor. Their hospital systems are overwhelmed. These Haitians don't know how to drive a car. They have a whole system in place. Because you got to understand, when the government just throws money into a situation like this, everybody figures out how to get their cut. Everybody wants to get in. So these Haitians are getting welfare checks for thousands of dollars. These car dealerships are on to this phenomenon. And they go out and they find these Haitians and they say, look, we'll sell you a car. You don't need credit. You don't need proof of insurance. You don't need a driver's license. You don't even need to speak English. Just come with that check for a down payment. And then after that, most of them are just putting the loans off to the banks. So the car dealerships don't even care. If the Haitian can't make the payment, the bank takes the hit. But see, they'll catch on real quick too, because half these cars end up totaled within a month. So it's going to collapse the whole system. You understand? So these car dealerships take in these Haitians and they basically are just, they walk them through the process. They take them to the bank. They get the loan. They give them the car. If you're an American, you need a driver's license. You need proof of insurance. You need two proofs of residence, or you cannot purchase a vehicle. But if you're a Haitian that the Democrats just flew in, that can't read, can't write, can't drive, not a citizen, here illegally, everything is taken care of for you. And then it overwhelms the system. You can just sit out on a busy street block in Springfield, Ohio, you're going to witness a car accident. The independent reporters that have gone out there are already doing it. Folks, we just played the one guy who's wearing the hat. He's sitting there recording an interview. There's a car crash that happens right behind him. It's insane. So then what happens? The car insurance rates go up. The price of cars go up. You can't get into a hospital bed. Your daughter in eighth grade is sitting next to a 21-year-old man that probably stinks. So Oh, and then they're eating Sparky, your pet dog. Or you go down to the park with your kid, and one of them has a dead goose that he's dragging off by the neck. So, hey, look, cool. Trump, they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. Number one trend on TikTok. This isn't funny. This is the collapse of our country. You have open borders and a welfare state. That equals economic collapse. All being done by design. And we sit here and make jokes about it. And so that's what's so frustrating. And then you have these no information, low IQ, liberal Democrat voters. They don't even know a single Kamala Harris policy. They probably don't even know the three branches of government. I mean, hell, their leader AOC doesn't even know the three branches of government. She didn't even know that food grows out of the ground. Literally. She didn't even know that until she visited a community garden in New York City. And she said, whoa, did you know that you can grow food out of the ground? Whoa. Amazing. No, you go out and ask. This has been done with man on the street interviews. Literally, you go out and ask a liberal Democrat where food comes from, they say the grocery store. Yeah, well, it comes from the store. Yeah, but where does it come from? The store? And then they do these voter drives with Taylor Swift. Make sure you register to vote. No, I don't want some 30 IQ liberal Democrat that doesn't know the three branches of government, doesn't know where food comes from, can't cite a single one of the Bill of Rights, doesn't know the year the country is funded, probably doesn't even know who the president is. Hey, go vote. Go vote. Go register to vote. You don't know a damn thing about squat, but hey, you should be voting. No, I don't want the future of my country to be determined by idiots. And that's what goes on. And so you see what the Democrats do? They do this whole thing. They've been doing it for years. Oh, the founding of the country was racist. You had to be a landowner. Oh, the system was racist. You got to pass a civics test to vote. No, actually, that was genius, is what it was. It was genius because the property owners bear the brunt of the tax burden. Because we don't want ignorant morons going and voting because they saw a thing that said Kamala Harris is a brat. Literally, that's what it is. Literally, that's what it is. I thought I sent you guys the video of the woman saying she's voting for Kamala because she's a brat, but I don't see it on the list. So, no, you shouldn't go vote. I'm sorry. When Taylor Swift tells you to go vote, she's wrong. If you can't name a single founding father, I mean, these people probably couldn't even name 50 states. They probably couldn't even name 10 capital cities. They probably don't even know continents. They don't know the Bill of Rights. They don't know the Constitution. They don't even know a single one of their local representatives. They don't know a Kamala Harris policy. They just know Kamala Harris is brat. No, you shouldn't vote. Sorry. Shouldn't vote. Yeah, there it is. They found it. Great job, crew. Let's go ahead and take that to break.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala.
How come?
Because she's brat.
What does that mean?
Google it.
No, but you're right here. I'm asking you.
A brat is a girl who's a little bit messy. She likes to party.
So only because she's a woman, basically? Or what?
I think she has actually really good policies. I think Kamala would actually make this country a better place, whereas I think Trump would make
been in
a
office
lot of
4 years.
People sad. Have you seen his 2024... agenda thing?
2024
agenda?
Yeah, he came out with a...
You mean Project 2025? Yeah, he said he doesn't associate with that at all.
Not even his.
He does associate with Agenda 47.
Yes,
Nitric
exactly.
Boost.
turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.